We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
K-Rock on Wheel of Tattoos Day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, buddy.
And that's lovely Rosa here in the distance.
Hello. What?
I'm sorry, you are Rosa,
what?
You said your name
yes.
is?
The name is Rosa?
Yes. No, you're not saying it right. Say it right.
Rona.
There we go.
Rona. Welcome back, Rona.
Here we are. Here we go.
Hi.
We're doing tattoos. Every 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. What?
What time is it right now? It's 6, all right? So, the first spin will be Thomas.
Yeah.
As Thomas is
all right.
Our collector of tattoos.
Oh.
Thomas.
We are live at Timeless Tattoo in Baldwinsville. But if you want to watch all the action, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Text line is still valid. It's still running. Now, I'm sorry I'm out of breath. Our Twitch stream literally died a minute ago. And then it just came back magically. I don't know. The laptop completely died.
Why'd you do that?
So Chief Engineer and I were panicking trying to get it back up and running.
Why did you kill the Twitch stream?
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
They love Rosa's mask, though. She has a glitter mask.
Right?
Yes.
It's fancy. Those are actual real diamonds.
They are. Yeah, that's a $400,000.
All right, we'll go with it.
Yeah. We are following all COVID precautions here at Timeless Tattoo. We are, everybody's checked in, everybody's wearing their masks. We have to wear our masks for the broadcast because unless you're eating food, you have to have a mask on.
Yeah.
So my way around this was I was initially just going to get a plate of something and just eat the entire broadcast.
Yeah.
So I could just be legally under Cuomo's rule. If I just had like 24 wings and just ate wings the entire broadcast.
Well, that wouldn't work.
Oh, because that's not a meal. That's not a meal.
Well, if you, you just take a piece of bread, apparently, and just throw it anywhere near it.
Oh, it's a sandwich.
Now it's a sandwich, right?
It's a chicken sandwich.
Oh, it's a chicken sandwich.
So if
it's
I just
a chicken sandwich.
Maybe if I went over to the Beeville Diner, got a big bucket of poutine or something, and just picked on
I'm
that.
I'm sorry,
just
I did not know where that was going.
Bucket of poutine, maybe.
Okay.
And then I just picked off that the entire broadcast. Then I think I'm within New York State guidelines.
Yeah, but you sound great. You're fine. You're
thanks.
Fine.
Yeah. I have a thinner mask I'm going to put on. This is my thicker mask.
Okay.
I have different variants on how much breathing I'm going to be doing.
Oh, okay.
This is my wintertime mask.
No, I get
my summer mask. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have the same thing.
If I'm going to be breathing a lot, I like to have a lot.
Yeah, I have ones that are like really skimpy, like bikini style, and then I have really full
nice.
Mask. Yeah.
Hey now.
Oh, very nice. I like to show a little bit of the top.
You
of
like
the
a little nose cleavage?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to give too much away, so I got mine.
So I'm going to get all the business taken care of. We're going to come back, spin our first wheel. Thomas will be our first spin.
Oh, my
spin.
Goodness. I'm so nervous.
Text line 315-364-109. Brought to you by Adirondack Food and Fuel. Get involved there. You are listening to K-Rock. I'm Josh. That is Coco. That is Rosa.
Hey.
And we are live at Timeless Tattoo, spinning the wheel of tattoos. Now, Thomas, pick up that microphone, please. Ahoy, hoy, Thomas.
Ahoy, hoy, dummies.
Dum, dummy.
Billy.
Now, Thomas, you are our one and only repeat customer. Everybody wants to come and do the same thing over and over again. And I said, no, I want new people to have the chance to get tattooed every year. With the exception of Thomas, because I want Thomas to have a tattoo from every year. I want him to be our collector.
Oh, you're the collector.
Yes. He is. When he dies, we're going to skin him and dry out the skin and take those tattoos.
Put them on someone else?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
If I am still getting tattoos for a stupid radio show by the time I die, I have made a lot of mistakes.
You're getting tattoos for a stupid radio show already. You've done it. This will be your third time.
But Thomas. Do I need 30 of them, Josh?
No, you do not.
You say, you're making mistakes, but we're doing something right.
Yeah, we're the ones watching
We're still here for 30 years.
So let's run through, because we haven't seen Rosa in person in what feels like
six
so
years,
long.
7
now.
Years?
Now, Rosa infiltrates my dreams, usually nightly, but I haven't seen her in physical. Cody's just staring off in the middle distance as he goes, yes, that is correct. Rosa wearing nothing but a mask, as I think many showbros can relate to.
No, I thought that was the only requirement.
Right. But so, Rosa, specific. You haven't seen us in person. You haven't besides on social media, seen these tattoos.
No.
As we know, every year, Rose is very stressed by this. Now, I think that this year, I'm really happy with these tattoos this year. Kyle, are you happy with these tattoos? Yeah, they're cool. I mean, they're stupid every year. That's the point of them.
Yes.
There's a little bit of a, I don't know how to say it, but they're kind of comfortable.
Really?
There's something about the tattoos that are comfortable. I mean, you know, gone fishing. Yeah. You got a sandwich over there. Yeah. Like Dad's Diners. Yeah. That's comfort. There's some comfort to this deal.
And then there's the shark.
And then there's the shark vacuum that my dog rolled through and there's poop on it. Now, I'm going to assume
that makes me very anxious.
I'm going to judge by the tone of that, Thomas. That's the one you probably don't want, right?
You're assuming correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the good news is that I only see it on there once because I replaced one of them with a tramp stamp. I forgot to tell Kyle about the tramp stamp.
There was only one tramp stamp last year, too, and we know how that ended for
us. Yes, we do.
Oh, boy. Well, okay. So there's
it in tears for me.
I see it. Do I see it at all? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's at the very top.
Yep. Yeah, it's only on there once.
No, it's two times.
You see it twice somewhere else?
Yes, top and bottom, my friends.
What, tramp stamp or shark?
Tramp stamp.
Oh, I was talking about the shark.
No, the shark is only once.
It's going on my tramp stamp anyway.
So no matter what,
no
matter what you get, you decided to put it above your tramp stamp, right?
It's going to the side because like the comfortable living is like right in the middle.
Yeah,
so I'm just gonna keep going to the sides every year.
Last year, Hambone got comfortable living as a tramp stamp
for Rosa.
For Rosa, that was her favorite.
Definitely cried hard.
She cried. So, obviously, he doesn't want the shark vacuum with poop. I don't think anybody wants that one. I think out of all the tattoos, that's the one you don't want. Even I don't want that one. And that was my shark vacuum and my dog's feces. But, Thomas, again, I don't like putting this out in the world, but is there any of them that you really like?
Well, I think it'd be kind of funny if I had Boom Shakalaka above my ass.
When he's right, he's right, guys.
Okay, well, yeah, now I want one.
When he's right,
now
he's right.
For whatever reason, I really like the cheese fountain, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Now, colors, everybody who's listening, because people have asked this, you can work on the colors with your artist. Now, Kyle has four different artists here. I see Todd is here, Shane is here, Kyle is here. You can work on the colors. With the dum-dums in previous years, you could adjust the colors. With the troll dolls, you could adjust the colors. So if you want a Boom Shakalaka with a color, work with the artist on that. Another, a different color than the teal, whatever you want. But the design is the design. So I would encourage anybody who gets the cheese fountain, if you get the cheese fountain, see if they can do a little bit darker of a yellow.
So it doesn't look
like
orange.
It looks like a pea fountain if it's too yellow.
I would say just skip the yellow altogether. Go orange.
Go orange. Go like Velveeta orange.
Don't even, because you're just opening yourself up for a, wow, your pea fountain is dehydrated.
It's Kyle, that's an official color, correct, Kyle? Velveeta orange
is a color,
yeah.
You guys all have that, I'm sure? Yep.
Because I picture if it's too yellow, you're going to be asked the rest of your life if you have a very specific kink with. So you splash around in pee fountains? Is that what you do? Is that what you're into? That's what you're
into? Isn't every fountain a pee fountain?
So at your orgies, you have just pee fountains available for all the
Thomas,
people?
Let's not waste any more time.
Oh my gosh, we're doing it now?
No. We are going to spin the wheel of tattoos. We'll be doing this all morning this week, all morning next Thursday. No barbed wire. Text line is asking no barbed wire this year, although Todd really wanted to do a barbed wire on somebody. He really wanted to do it. All right, Thomas, when you are ready, I encourage you, please.
Oh, boy.
Spin the wheel of tattoos.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Showbro Thomas.
Here we go.
Spinning the wheel. He'll be placing it near his comfortable living tramp stamp. He is our official show collector.
No.
He is getting Razor Scooter. He's getting Razor Scooter.
Yeah.
He is getting Razor Scooter.
Thomas, I like that.
Pick up the microphone. Pick up the microphone. Tell me. Within two of the shark vacuum. Tell me how you're feeling about the rad scooter.
I'm feeling relieved.
Are you really?
That I was two spots away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, the Razor scooter is in reference to, obviously, me kicking ass on my Razor scooter at college. Are you stressed for once
that, like, my heart is beating uncontrollably right now.
Yeah, no, my heart's racing, too.
Because it took me a minute to pick up where the poop one was, and as I picked it up, was all the time it was slowing down and getting real close. And I went, "No,
Cody
no.
is so wow. Cody is so emotionally invested because it's me now."
Yeah, yeah. I was like, "No, please don't."
Yeah, everybody else, he's like, "Ha ha ha!"
Don't put poop on more times.
So anybody. Please don't put poop on poor Tommy.
No poop on Tommy. No.
You can, if you guys want to take the poop off, we can take it off.
No, because that was great. That was a great feeling of anxiety.
I just feel really bad for anybody who does get that. All right, Thomas.
I don't.
Congratulations. You are a first recipient.
Thomas, you're the best.
2020 Wheel of Tattoos. Yes. Here at Timeless Tattoo. CycleNation.org. They are going to run, walk, and, you know, it's kind of beautiful that Thomas is getting the scooter tattooed on him, because if you check our Facebook page later today, you may see a couple of gents riding some scooters. That's all I'm going to say. A
couple of people doing some scooting.
Cycle Nation. So check our Facebook page later on today and learn more about the great Cycle Nation event as we try to get people healthier. Cody Mack.
There you go.
Lovely Rosa is here. Thomas is over getting his tattoo put on him, as we are at Timeless Tattoo, the Wheel of Tattoos. Now, Rosa, you didn't seem too worried about that one. That one worked out all right for you.
Again, it's Thomas. Thomas has got this under control. I'm not worried about him.
And he's got a lot of tats.
And it's the people that don't have any tattoos that stress you out.
And I feel the people that I can feel their nervous energy, and Thomas has no nervous energy.
You know, I felt a little bit coming off him when it came to that shark vacuum.
It was close.
That could have been Cody.
That was real close.
That you were feeling. He was freaking out.
I was panicking. It took me that whole break to kind of just, all right, take a relax. Because he's got a bunch of tattoos anyway.
He doesn't care.
So even if it was the poop vacuum, at least he could hide it somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the beauty. This is what I've been telling people when it comes to the Wheel of Tattoos.
Yeah.
You've always got butt cheeks.
That's true.
Worst case scenario, you put it on a butt cheek and then no one's going
to
see it.
I feel like that's important real estate to me. I don't think I'm putting a bad tattoo on my butt.
Your butt is important real estate. Yeah. Thomas's butt, on the other hand,
I think it is. Whoa, easy, fella.
Easy.
Although, if he did get the vacuum, he could at least, he could start a trend and put it right next to the Shawn Michaels tattoo he has. It'd be like a similar,
because they're both poop.
Burn.
Oh, ooh, burn. Ooh. Is that a wrestling nerd burn?
That's a wrestling nerd burn.
The rest of us weren't here for that. Sorry.
Two crazy accidents in CNY yesterday. Both, we were just talking in Twitch before the mics were hot. Neither resulting in terrible injuries. Both with minor injuries.
Well,
very thankful. One was a county worker who was allegedly under the influence on 690 in Beeville going the wrong direction. And then the other one, Cody, saw right after it happened on 481?
Yeah, they were still in the process of cleaning things up. That they hadn't even gotten the cars out of the way yet type deal. I mean, there was no people there, ambulances, but that one that was on 481 South where the guy kind of went from north over into the south and hit someone head-on type deal. And it crumpled a car.
The cars were devastated, and then to see the news be like, "Yeah, there's no major injuries."
Minor injuries,
unbelievable.
Was there no one in the car?
Was that a self-driving car?
Yeah, it was a remote control car.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think it just goes to show that our cars are getting safer, thankfully.
Yeah,
thankfully.
Oof. The one in the median was smushed like a dinosaur stepped on it.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you were to see a dinosaur step on a car road,
it was a Jurassic Park accident.
The three times I've seen that.
364-109 K Rock text line powered by Andorotic Food and Fuel. Hambone getting tattooed. A lot of supporters in the Twitch chat supporting Hambone. Yeah. And then I'm getting messages from Tom. Huge backup on 81 North, south of the Tully exit. FedEx trailer on fire.
Oh.
Can anybody verify that?
Oh. Yikes.
This better not be my packages.
Yeah, what the hell, man? I got stuff coming. What's going on, FedEx?
If your packages are on fire, you got other problems.
So here we are. Thank you for joining us, Rosa. When's the last time you've been up this hour?
I usually work out at 6,
ooh,
so.
It must be nice to
so
work
it wasn't
out.
Too bad. You stop
must be,
it.
It must be nice to be fit and in shape.
Stop
in shape
it.
And have a life expectancy of over 60. Real nice.
But it was a little earlier than normal, although I was so excited to see you guys. The second my alarm went off, I popped out of bed.
Like Christmas morning?
Ready to go.
Yay! This is fun. We are down here at Timeless Tattoo. Getting things rolling for a Wheel of Tattoos day.
Oh. Yeah, I like being. I like doing live on location things.
Now that I hear the noise, I'm starting to get a little bit anxious.
Now that you're hearing the realization that Thomas is getting a Razor scooter with the word rad tattooed.
I like it. What color are you doing the rad? Are you doing a color?
We're doing orange.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
I like that.
Okay, don't let anybody hold you back.
No. Showbro Michael is our next spinner. He will be here at the bottom of the hour. And he's here right now. Very exciting. All right, well then.
Wow.
What?
That's exciting. It's like
just turned him out, man.
I don't know if I'm okay with this.
The speed?
Yeah. I'm
I like it.
I don't know.
I like it.
You can watch it
all
happen.
I'm going to have to assess Michael.
Happy Wheel of Tattoo. You know, it should be a Wheel of Tattoo Tuesday, but I do it on Thursday. It's just because it fits everyone's schedule a lot better, all right?
Yeah, so I can be here so you can torture me.
Thank you. Wheel of Tattoos happening at Timeless Tattoo. Where's showbro Michael? Bring him in here. Walk him back here. Shane, is Michael ready? Can you yell at him to come back in here? I think this might be first one.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Showbro Michael.
Good morning.
Grab that microphone right there.
Oh, boy.
No cursing, obviously. We're on the radio.
Yeah, use your manners like we're your grandma.
So, Michael, welcome to Timeless Tattoo, sir.
Thank you.
Now, this is your first ever tattoo.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my word.
Why would you decide that your first ever tattoo is a stupid morning radio bit?
Because I couldn't think of any better tattoo to have.
Oh, my word. Mike, you said you've been listening for years. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, are you nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, nervous, too.
What are you nervous about? The pain, the design, what?
I'm going to go with the Roomba.
That's the only one. See, everybody's afraid of
everything.
They're jinxing it, though. You got to be careful. You got to be like, you know what? I hate all of them.
Yeah.
They're all bad. I don't like any of them.
Let's take that out of the air, then. Let's take that out. Nobody ever said that. That's... it's only on the wheel once.
That's funny.
Hopefully nobody ever lands on it.
Now he's going to get it.
Now, Michael, do you have one that you really like?
I do.
Which is?
I don't want to say it.
Oh, smart man.
Oh, good idea.
No, it makes sense.
You know what the tramp stamp's going to be, so.
Well, so if it lands on tramp stamp, as you know, if it lands on the tramp stamp listeners, you get to pick any of the tattoos. It just has to be a tramp stamp.
Oof. Yeah.
In honor of Cody and I, who both have tramp stamps. If you get the tramp stamp, what is it going to be?
Gone fishing.
Gone fishing.
I like that.
That's my favorite tattoo up there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really? All right. I like that.
All right. Michael.
Rosa, hold on one sec. Rosa, if you could just slide this way just a little bit so I can get your reaction.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to spin, Rosa?
No, don't do that. You decide your own fate, my friend. You walked in here.
All right.
Perfect.
I'm very nervous for you.
Showbro Michael getting his first ever tattoo here at Timeless Tattoo. Spin the wheel, Michael.
Here we go.
Look at Michael's beautiful skin.
I know, and we're going to ruin it, aren't we?
We're going to ruin it.
We're going to ruin it.
Oh, he got gone fishing. I'm so happy for you.
That was what I wanted.
Gone fishing.
Yep. Oh my gosh, he got gone fishing.
That's what he wanted.
That's great.
Michael, how do you feel relieved?
I loved it. It's going to go on my calf, probably.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you a fisherman?
I am.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
After this.
This is perfect.
That's great.
Oh, I'm so happy. Please don't go in the water with your fresh tattoo, okay? Lots of germs.
That's an open wound. Showbro Michael spinning the wheel.
Oh, Michael, I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for him. All right, we'll throw to, what is it, Shine Down, Griff? Shine Down, I think. Yeah, there it is. I should have made a note. Wheel of Tattoos. Lovely Rosa joining us for the first time since March.
Wow.
Gosh, I missed you guys.
Missed you so much. It's been nice to see you. And you survived two of these spinnings.
Yeah.
Four more remain today.
I have, my hands aren't shaking anymore, but my legs are still shaking from that.
Coco, you got nervous for Thomas. Did you get nervous for Michael, too?
No, because I didn't, he wasn't, where is it? The poop thing is, it was pretty close coming up, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But for, it didn't look like it was going to land on it.
I'm so happy that he got gone fishing. I really, really
am. Me too.
It's making me nervous, like the law of averages is going to curse somebody today, and I'm just so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Although, every time I see one over there, I kind of forget about it, and I go, oh, that's a good one. Like, I keep forgetting about the Ghostbusters one. That might be my favorite.
Yeah. Todd really wants to do that one.
That one's awesome.
The Jughead Memorial, Boom Shakalaka, right? Dad's Diner.
They're all good. The temperature gun one is very current and funny.
Yes, I get it. So let me talk to you about the world of hair collectors. Have I brought this up to you guys before? Oh. There is a world of hair collectors. You didn't know that?
Oh, boy.
I mean, at this point, nothing surprises
me. Nothing surprises you.
Like, are
you
talking
about... probably thought my dad was a hair collector.
Why?
Because he used to ask the hairdressers for the old hair, but it was because he would put it in the apple orchard because the deer would smell it and they would not come into the apple orchard and eat our apples. They think it's humans are there.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's a phrase that I was not prepared for.
No, not at all.
6:40 in the morning.
That's interesting.
Is that...
So probably people thought he was some weirdo.
Can I get your hair?
There's not any of that old hair.
Is that like an old farmer's trick?
It sounds like
he could have totally made that up, but...
Hey, you got any bags of hair just
lying about.
You're just gonna throw that hair out, or
what are you doing with that hair?
Easy.
You got more brunette.
You know, I really like a brunette. Hey, you got any more of that blonde hair back there? It works real good for scaring away the deer.
I mean, Cody, can I just have a sidebar moment with you real quick?
Okay.
She's definitely going to open her dad's closet one of these days and see a whole full hair human, right?
Yeah. He's, you know.
She's definitely going to be.
Like a straw man.
Yeah, like a straw man. She's going to go, Dad, I'll get your coat real quick.
No, not that one.
Like, you know those pumpkins you can fill up with your leaves and put them out front? Mm-hmm. So you got to fill them up and make them look like the face?
Yeah.
He just does that, but with a bunch of bags to make a human.
Yeah.
He snuggles with it.
I have been kind of peeking over here at Twitch, hoping somebody texted. No, that's a thing. Nobody has confirmed that's a thing.
He just told you I put it in the apple orchard.
Oh, not a thing.
Yeah, no one texting.
No one's texting it. Wow, no sorry. Support at all. Okay.
Yeah,
all
right. Well, Rosa,
I'm embarrassed. I shared that now. I'm sorry.
Even weirder, they didn't have an apple orchard.
Well, Rosa, I guess we
had one crab apple tree at the neighbors.
Dad, why do you need bags of hair every week?
Well,
keeps
Rosa?
Them deer away from the apples.
They're coming into my garden.
Now that you've met Tabitha, I think it's a... What? No, Dad, why? Oh. No, there's really is hair collectors, and the most famous one is Lincoln. Like, there's a lock of Lincoln's hair that kind of gets passed around.
Oh, sure.
Collectors.
Didn't we see that in the 7th grade field trip, Josh?
Probably at like a museum somewhere.
Yeah. That's creepy.
That's the pinnacle is Lincoln's hair. It's worth $81,000 is what it went for him.
That's it. That's all his hair goes for.
Yeah, Abe Lincoln's
hair. I
spent
that a year on my hair.
That's it right there, Coco.
Oh, that's creepy.
You're dropping $81,000 a year on it.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's the lock of Lincoln's hair that keeps going around.
But that doesn't seem like the appropriate color.
No, it's
none of it makes
sense. Listen, if I'm going to pay $81,000 for Lincoln's hair, it better be his beautiful, thick, black hair that you remember him by.
Yeah, but every photo is black and white, Rosa, so you don't know if his hair is really black.
How could you just drop that on me?
Because you don't know what color his hair is.
No, yes, you can. You can tell. Listen, there's grayscaling.
Well, I thought his hair was like not. It wasn't black. I thought it was a lot lighter, I thought.
Because I watched the thing the other day where they thought. What is that photo?
He looks like a hipster.
Bad haircut, Lincoln. Bad haircut, Lincoln.
This is the surprising reel, so I don't know.
Because I watched the thing. It was on, I think, Discovery. My wife and I were watching it, where they found what they thought was a photo of Lincoln dying in bed. And then every 15 minutes, they'd be like, this is definitely a photo of him. And then next break, this is definitely not a photo of him. And then the next break, oh, wait, no, I think it definitely is a photo. It was 2 hours of that. Every 15-minute segment.
Wow.
It's 100% a photo of Lincoln. It's definitely not a photo of Lincoln.
We've got the definitive proof coming up after the break.
Now, I would say,
yeah, it looks black and brown. It's dark.
I just always pictured him as like these. I always thought he had good locks.
I think he does.
Actually, like the $80,000 wrap of hair there is very disappointing.
Well, maybe after like 200 years, does it lose color? Does hair lose its pigment or whatever is in hair?
Now, that's an interesting question.
Wait a minute. Maybe your dad is, like, investing. Maybe he's, like...
What? You think he's like, got, like, dead presidents in that?
Maybe. He's going to hope to God that there's a famous
somebody,
person
right?
somewhere
yeah.
inside all of that hair.
A jar of Elvis Presley's hair went for $17,000.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Well, so all of our moms are kind of ahead of the curve as well.
Why?
Don't all of our moms just have a lock of, like, our first hair? Or is that just my mom? She's got my rat trail.
In your baby book.
Yeah, I think in my baby book I might have some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the baby teeth and like, all that.
My beautiful blonde locks.
Let's not
locks.
Talk about teeth.
Why?
I have a real teeth problem. I don't like teeth.
Because they're creepy.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
Have you ever... I've showed you the teeth dolls, right?
Yeah, no. Oh,
don't.
Yeah.
No. No, we don't need to go there.
Type in baby teeth dolls.
Please don't.
Yeah,
please don't.
Seen those. These are real weird.
So these are things you can buy on Etsy?
They had to get smelling salts out at the dentist one time for Rocco, like, for me.
Hold on.
They were touching his teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
What they do on Etsy is that you save all your kids' baby's teeth, and then these people will sew them into a doll.
Who are the people that make a career out of this?
Psychopaths. Prisoners.
They want you to ship teeth to them.
Prisoners in jail. Convicts.
You're in jail.
Yeah, what am I going to have to have you do?
That's
madam.
Horrific.
What did you need smelling salts for?
Because they were touching his teeth.
Who? Rocco's?
The dentist was touching his teeth.
And you passed out?
And I got really clammy, and she goes, are you okay? Sit down. And I just like, I don't like teeth.
Did you have a bad experience?
I think so. I think I had some bad experience with like braces when I was a kid. I had kind of a mean dentist.
Cody did too.
And it really kind of stuck with me. And now I have like kind of weird like aversion to that. And the first time Rocco lost a tooth, I was like on my hands and knees, like breathing heavy, like going to pass out. Like,
I mean, I don't love the dentist. I don't go as much as I should because of that same reason. Like, my youth was spent every week at the dentist, and I feel like I went enough. I did enough.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way, but I understand. I understand where you're coming from.
I couldn't just front load all of my dentist appointments.
No, it doesn't. You can't use it like a punch card.
Oh, wait, when I was a kid, am I not done?
See, ironically, even though I don't like it, I go very often because I'm so afraid of something bad happening. Mm-hmm. That I'm like really on top of it because I'd rather suffer for a little bit than have like a problem.
Speaking of medical appointments, did I tell you guys I got dumped by my doctor this week?
What?
That happened to Cody before too.
They broke up with me
they
in a letter.
They broke up with you?
But it wasn't like
better than a text or
doctor. You know what I mean?
It was a wiener doctor. Oh. Mine was.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, does that kind of, does that upset you?
No, I was happy to be, I was happy for this to be over. I didn't even need to go to the wiener doctor. What do we got? Yeah, I'll get to them in 5 or 6 minutes. We'll get them. Get them signed in.
Josh is too busy talking about his wiener.
Yeah, what's up about his wiener? Go ahead, Josh. What about your wiener?
My doctor made me go and get to the guy, and the guy said, go ahead and take those down for me. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
He said, go ahead and just take those down, and then go ahead and just... And I was very nervous because I took my pants down but left my underpants on.
And he went, no.
No, he goes, no, take those. I need to see it.
Go ahead.
And then he went in there, and he felt around my nuts, and he did the whole thing.
This was before he even went into the doctor's office. Yeah. This was like a preliminary in the parking garage.
This was at the Dollar General on the outside.
Okay.
So I went.
And after that experience, they fired you.
No.
Yeah, and they were like, not good.
So my doctor's
patient
like,
does not understand how to pull down pants.
Patient wiener, not acceptable.
I don't want them old man's down. Please don't make me. So then he made me pull them down. And then, I mean, not made me. It's his job. Jesus,
hey,
I don't.
I said, take your pants off, wiener, out.
I don't want to.
Lay it across my hand. Put it in the palm of my hand.
Put it right here.
Am I asking you twice?
I can't imagine how awkward that is for you guys.
What?
Like, just...
To have it out? Yeah. But yours is more awkward. They're like going down there.
But I don't know. Like, I feel like it's...
Yeah, I'd rather not do this.
You have to open right up. Us, it's you can just flop it down.
There is no room for shame.
No.
Like, none.
Ours is like a package of deli meat. You just put it out.
I was going to say, they just start like foreplay for us. they start what we're going to do the second we get home after the doctor's appointment anyway. They're like, let me just go ahead. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. You just start what I'm going to do as soon as I get out of here.
Let's get going. So
let me know how it works.
So this was the guy that said, go ahead and take those down for me. The baby teeth have been up on his screen the
entire
time.
I'm getting really upset.
Baby teeth doll. I keep looking over at it. So he's the guy that's taking down for me. So then I had a follow-up appointment where they sent like a letter.
Oh yeah, or they told
they told me when I had to be there.
They wanted to follow up with your wiener.
Yeah, they demanded I be there at another time.
Andrew, he went to leave and he goes, do I get a card to know when I come back? And the guy just yells out from the office, I'll tell him when he can come back. I'll let you know when I need it again. Send you a card in the mail. Come on back, please.
Show sisters Katie and Joelle are saying no matter how close we think we are in our exam, we still have to get closer. Like they always say, slide down a little.
You could just scooch.
Just go ahead,
no,
scooch,
could you basically fall off the table and
scooch a little bit? Scooch a little bit this way.
No, could you fall into the floor?
So he sends me a letter earlier this year, I guess, where it says you will be here with your wiener out at 9 a.m. on this day, and I'm like, I have to work. I can't do that. What? A picture of his hand?
A picture of his hand.
This is the letterhead.
Yeah.
This is the icon at the
put
top of the letterhead.
There.
It's a gif of him with his hand going back and forth.
You pull into the center where the urologist is and their entire emblem.
Yeah, just this. Put it in my hand. So he sent a letter. I screwed up by not replying to it and just kind of ignoring it. So then I missed the appointment that I never made in the first place. So then I got a letter this week saying that he broke up with me. He says, if you're not going to take this seriously, then I'm done seeing you. I should have had the letter. I should read it to you.
You didn't.
It sounds quite strong.
You didn't give your doctor enough foreplay, so we broke up with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I didn't take our relationship serious enough.
I'm wondering if that's not the first time that's happened to you.
Normally, when I'm broken up with, it is by letter. It is a
and it has to do with not enough foreplay.
Oh God, yeah.
They saw your wiener once and went, I don't think this is going to happen. I'm all right. Thank you, though.
Put it right there.
Not even for the copay.
No, not even. It's not even worth it.
He gives you a copay.
Yeah, I have to pay him.
He throws some money at you. Get out.
Get the hell out of here.
He throws a couple crumpled
dollar
bills.
Why are you doing
bills.
This to me?
Here's bus fare. Get.
Bus fare.
You're lump free. Get the hell out of here.
Do I have a paper towel? No.
We are at Timeless Tattoo. We are spinning the wheel of tattoos. Our next spinner, is it Ty? Is Ty our next guest? I think. I got to bring up my list. Be a professional broadcaster for once.
I got to check
on
Michael.
You got your marker, so I mean, that's good.
This thing? I don't even know where the...
Oh, sorry, I was going to say. Well, I mean, at least you got your pen.
This thing, so.
You got your pen, Johnny Carson.
Done.
Are you doing okay over there? Is everyone doing okay? All right.
She did her checking on people.
I got nervous for a second.
Is everybody okay over there?
I guess all right.
Showbro Thomas, you're completed. Showbro Thomas, how does it feel? Hambone.
Fine.
Hambone.
It's surprisingly not that bad of a spot.
Hambone received the Razor scooter with the word rad next to it because it is rad to ride Razor scooters.
Well, it is, especially down a hill.
No regrets, right?
I'm not for me. But my wife, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I think at this point she's fine with anything you're doing, right? No, really?
No, she doesn't really care.
That is funny, though, to have to, you know, go to do sexy time and, you know, you give a little turnaround and it's comfortable living. And
especially
then,
because I forget about it.
Right?
Yeah.
I forget about mine. I got the dumpster fire either last year or two years ago. I got the dumpster fire. And I forget that I even have that.
If I can't see it, I forget that it's there.
So now you are the official three-peat. You have Cody's burning car. You have comfortable living. And you you have a Razor scooter. In honor of my badassness at college. Thomas, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
That was awesome.
We are, and Chubra Michael did great as well. Michael, you happy?
Michael's happy.
He got gone
I'm
fishing.
I'm happy. He's okay.
He got gone fishing. It was his first ever tattoo.
Okay.
He's thrilled.
Oh, he's limping. I feel like that.
No,
for him. Okay.
No, he's good. He said the pain was very limited.
So nervous now, though.
Because why?
We've had two
good ones.
Like, okay, there's some two good ones. Are we going to go three in a row? Well,
I'm definitely... My anxiety is cranking up slowly.
Right. Well, we'll find out because this hour we got Showbro Ty, we got Showbro Ben. Both getting whatever lands on the wheel of tattoos. This is K-Rock. You can watch it all with your eyes in Twitch, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Welcome, Ty. How are you?
Ahoy, hoy. I'm good.
Ahoy, hoy, Ty. Now, we are spinning the wheel of tattoos all morning long. I like it better at Timeless Tattoo. We don't have to all cram into a studio. The guys have everything they need right here.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the new tradition, in my opinion. This is easier for everybody to just be down here.
I hope it's not awkward, Kyle, but I'm just going to come back every morning.
Yeah, I'm just going to
broadcast whatever you're doing.
It was funny, though, yesterday when I told Kyle what time we had to be here this morning, and his wife goes, just give him a key. I'm not getting up that early, but Kyle was down here before any of us.
Could you imagine if you had a key? Kyle gets an alert on his phone that at 1 o'clock in the morning, drunk Josh is done.
I'm sorry.
Tattoo bot.
I just go to sleep on your couch to do tattoos.
I figured I would put a bag of shredded cheese on tattoo on me.
He comes in on a Monday and there's just shredded cheese all over the floor.
We can put some human hair around. It'll keep Josh away.
It'll keep me away. So, Ty. I'm looking at you right now. You have tattoos. This will not be your first tattoo.
No, it would probably be, I think, my 11th.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay.
Cool.
So this makes me feel better because I no offense, but then I don't care what you get. Because with Showbro,
I do.
I know Rosa
does.
Well, it's actually quite funny because I do want the Roomba.
Why?
Whoa, because I was the first one to originally comment on your post about the Roomba.
Oh boy.
All right. I like it.
All right, Ty. Now, is there any of them? I hate to ask this question because it puts it in the world. You don't got to tell me which one, but is there one you really don't want?
I don't mind telling you which one because I do like them all. My least favorite is probably the fountain.
The pee fountain.
But gotcha. It is quite funny, so I mean, either way.
Again, I encourage a deeper orange so it looks like cheese and not urine. But
yeah.
Ty, you are going to spin the wheel here as we, you are our third recipient, Wheel of Tattoos, here on K-Rock. Now, Ty, I'll hand it over to you. Whenever you're ready, give that a spin.
All right.
Ty getting his 11th tattoo.
Okay, great spin.
Great spin. Let's see what it lands on. stack of ham.
Oh, yeah! Oh. Big old stack of ham!
Ty, now you got the stack of ham. The story behind the stack of ham, obviously, it always starts with Josh is intoxicated. My wife woke up the next day to find a full stack of ham eaten like a sandwich just sitting on the counter. And I feel like that is an inspirational tattoo. How do you feel about getting the stack of ham, Ty?
Actually, happy about it.
Are you really? Where are you going to have it placed?
I'm thinking on my my leg. Right in my leg, yep.
And when anybody asks in the future, why do you have a stack of lunch meat on your body?
Because me and Josh kind of compare, and we love ham in the morning.
We love ham.
In the middle of the night, you can't beat a little bit of ham.
Yeah. Do you got I don't know if you drink or not, Ty, but do you have a middle of the night boozy snack?
Oh, I do. We usually go to a whiskey, so
yeah.
You know that, and I'll have a glass of whiskey and maybe like a cheese roll up with a ham or something.
Cool. Nice.
Coco loves making those too. I like a cheese roll up.
Yeah, I like a cheese roll up.
Who's his artist going to be? Shane is going to be tattooing you. Shane is the next up. He is set up over there. Ty, I will let you get started with him.
Perfect.
Ty has
good luck with your stack of ham, sir.
Rosa, how do you feel about that? Ty getting a stack
of ham. I'm okay.
It's his 11th tattoo.
He had such calm vibes. Mm-hmm. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the more we get into it, I'm starting to get a little.
Yeah. Not, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm starting to get a little anxious now.
It's 3 for 3 of. Okay, I like that.
Okay, yeah. Like, this is a good experience. Oh, take a picture of me. It's so good. What happens when the next person starts crying?
I don't wanna.
And if anything, it would have, like, Ty could have taken the curse out of the air by getting the Roomba. He wanted the Roomba.
Yep, too bad.
And that could have taken the curse just out of
And it would be even funnier if someone doesn't want one, and then they're crying the whole time and they're being tattooed.
Oh no.
My gosh. I don't know that I could let... just so you know, I can't let that happen.
I would just have the camera in their face. You chose this life.
You did this.
You did this.
Rosa's quizzing us on plants. What is it called, Rosa?
It's called the mother-in-law's tongue.
This plant behind us?
Yeah.
Why?
That's the name for it.
How come?
The technical name is Sanstravera, but they call it the mother-in-law's tongue. Doesn't it look like a little bit like it's giving you a lashing?
My mother-in-law does have a plant app. She's way into plants. She has the app that you take the photo with.
Yeah.
And it
She's got that leafy app on there to tell her about her weed strain.
Yeah. What is this? What strain is this?
Is this a good one? Oh, this is perfect.
Rosie, you'll be happy to know. And good morning, this is K-Rock. We are at Timeless Tattoo, spinning the wheel of tattoos all day. You'll be happy to know that we've had many people text in, comment in, that the hair thing is a thing. Farmers asked for it.
They were all the same handle, and they were Rose's dad 420, but I can't confirm or deny the IP address of all these comments. But
someone named Rosa's dad Blaze Up is texting in saying...
He's like, I'm totally not her dad, dudes.
I'm totally not. I use the hair to keep it off my
the
weed
hair collector.
Plants.
Wrote in and said that was accurate.
Oh, I wonder if that really does work, that would be a good way. You wouldn't have to spray a bunch of pesticides on your...
It apparently does work. Although it's not like a set it and forget it, my friends. You have to rotate the hair out, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. Did it?
No, because
that not needed.
That makes sense.
Because I think about that whenever we go apple picking. Like, I figure that's like a ponderosa for the deer, isn't it? Like, at the end of night, when no one's there anymore,
they're partying hard.
Well,
the ones that are like a little bit rotten, right? They're a little fermented.
I said the last time I was there that I want the job of the guy that gets to be the cool deer sniper. There's got to be a guy that walks around like a badass in the orchards at night and is like, go ahead, come on out of there.
Cody, honey, I don't know.
And they wait.
I don't think that.
And it's pow!
Rosa, let him be a deer sniper.
Okay, all right.
Why?
You can be the deer sniper.
You're telling me there's no deer sniper.
Okay.
Okay, Rosa. Okay.
They don't You're going to come here and say there's no. Okay. Like, there's no Rambo-looking guy who's sniping deer all night.
You mean to tell me there ain't someone's job to go out there and shoot deer all night?
Okay.
I have a buddy. I don't know if I can say his name, so I won't. But he was hired to do that because there were some deer problems. Remember a couple years ago in the county was having issues with deer?
I forgot they do that at, like, Fayetteville and stuff.
Is it called quelling or something? I don't know.
Called shooting
That's the
deer.
Thing. When I used to work out in Texas all the time, they used to put out advertisements and ask people to show up at certain places with their... guns to get rid of the wild boar.
The feral hogs?
Yeah.
Dude.
And it was like a thing, but they used to like put it out like a billboard, like, hey, show up at this time.
Yeah.
Bring BYOG.
Bring your own gun and then kill the feral hogs. They're really bad down there.
Yeah, they are.
Hmm.
There's another kind of infestation happening somewhere around here or maybe in Canada.
Oh, really? I'd say they do it with snakes.
Oh, yeah, the Florida one we talked about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the lizards.
Yes. those big snakes that get so damn big.
Right, and, there's
and
not like
snaky.
A, they're not. There's
yeah,
that guy
very
on, the,
snaky.
On the Beacon Skiff payroll.
To be a beer, to be the deer sniper?
That they're like some guy shows up at the Christmas party every year that they're like, oh no.
he kicks the door open.
Boom!
Oh, God.
Even
me.
Though it's not necessary, all of his weapons are on him.
Yeah, he's
right?
got them on him at all times.
You
yeah.
always know what his Secret Santa is because it's just bloody deer meat.
It's just bloody deer meat, yeah.
In a box.
Oh, God, I got Tom again.
No right. one's all taking right. my gift.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Tom.
I guess I'll take my own. He
Even if
it
was classy,
it.
It's always deer jerky.
It's always just deer jerky stuffed in an old cereal box, and you're like, oh, God, I got Tom for Secret Santa? Come
it's
on.
It's in sawdust.
Someone want to...
It'll keep. That'll keep.
Someone want to do a switch with me? You want to do a swap ski?
Oh, this wasn't a...
Gift swap?
This wasn't White Elephant? You don't
no,
want that?
No, this
Anybody?
Is a...
No? All right.
Nah, that'll keep. That's good.
No,
enough.
No, I didn't know you liked Elephant. Did you want me to bring that one in next time?
All you got
to
no. do is mount that on your wall and you're fine.
What do you want, man?
I brought a bone saw.
Why is Tom the Deer Sniper always sweaty? He's always sweaty. It's December.
I just got off a shift.
It's deer sniping.
The deer don't know seasons, sir.
Yeah. The deer don't recognize your Christian holidays.
I'm sorry you want to praise Santa Claus, but I'm out there doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, well, all of you are sleeping nice and slumber in your bed. Someone's got to be out there sniping deer.
Oh, man.
Everybody's, like, drinking cider, and he's just walking around going, you're welcome.
God, he's such a dick. It's like, okay, man, thank you.
Like, we get it.
We get it, bro. What do you want?
Nothing stirring, not even a mouse, but me out there keeping your orchard safe and sound. You're welcome.
You're welcome. He's got, like, a little camp set up out there. Like, he doesn't have a house. He just...
No, not at all.
There's, like a shack that he built out of old parts.
He, like, doesn't understand that, like... All the women, all they do is wear knee-high boots and, like, puffer vests. And he goes, oh, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi season. Gotta keep it safe out here.
What stand did you just come out of?
Oh, man. Sniper Tom.
He gets up right in the middle of things. All right. Enough of this. I gotta get the hell out of here. And then you hear him walking. You hear him cock his rifle. Where's he going in 30 seconds?
Why is he wearing spurs?
Yeah.
He's got a horse. He rides a horse.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
oh, yeah, he definitely rides a horse.
He rides, or he has like a really old AT, like a three-wheeler ATV that he rips around.
I'm picturing
him.
Like a Clydesdale with no saddle.
Yeah, right? Twitch says he poops in a coffee can.
Oh, definitely.
Oh,
definitely.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Oddly specific, Jay Carpenter.
Well,
it's like he poops in a coffee can, right?
Right.
All right, man. Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
That's
I used to fertilize my gardens.
With my hair. I got my hair out here.
Keep the deer out here with the hair and the gun.
He's got like a really long ponytail, but he just has different trims taken off of it. Like it's all different cut lengths.
You see him just shaving his chest hair over a tree.
Yep.
There we go. There he goes.
He's riding.
You're welcome.
Riding real fast through the woods, and he just whoa! He gets down off his horse, and he like brushes the light snow away, and there's just a little deer or little tree sapling that's like 2 inches tall, and just takes a slice of hair and just... Wraps it around it like
go.
It's Charlie Brown's crappy
there
Christmas
you go,
tree.
Sweet baby.
There you go. We'll see you in the fall.
Easy, Buttercup. Easy.
Oh.
We'll see you in the fall if I have a say in things.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, this took a turn. We are at Timeless Tattoo. We are spinning the wheel of tattoos all morning long. Coming up at 7:30 appointment will be Showbro Ben.
I think I see him.
We get ready for that. He's getting signed in.
I think I see Ben.
Right.
Yeah, there's Ben.
I'm out of breath.
You're out of breath? You just
said okay.
I'm out of breath.
Why is this so? This is such a physical challenge.
It's such a
for you
physical.
Today.
It is. There's a lot happening.
I'm like, I'm concerned. I go away for a few months, and you can't breathe.
I don't know why I'm like this, Rose.
I don't know.
Why are you out of breath?
I know.
We were laughing a lot.
Were you really engaged in that story? Like, you felt like you were that guy.
He was riding the deer.
I could see him. Yeah.
Oh, it's because you rode in on your horse.
I could see him. I could see Sniper Tom in my head, and then I get winded. And
it's okay.
Do you need a minute? You want to stop outside for some air?
He's got an oxygen tank? Or physical grueling requirements of sitting in a chair. What is it?
What is it? Riding an imaginary horse is a lot of hard work.
It is. Everything I do is hard work.
Think about that, though. That'll be the most
what?
Energy you exert all weekend.
Oh, my God.
You rode a fake horse.
Let me check my blood. Hold on. Let me check my
It's only the most energy because his wiener doctor fired
him. Hold on. Hold on. I'm measuring my BPM right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's happening over there?
I'm sweating now. If it helps, you're out of
95. I'm at 95,
guys. That's actually kind of low.
I'm at 95, you guys.
I don't know what that means.
96.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
Beats per minute. That's my BPM.
Is that a lot?
Oh, I thought that was your oxygen level. Sorry. No, you're good.
No, my oxygen's 99. I check it every day.
Okay.
I check mine.
You're checking it every day.
I check my oxygen every second.
Sounds really reasonable.
I got a finger thing that checks my oxygen level.
I know, but I don't know that every day is...
Because what if I wake up and I don't have all the oxygen?
You want a baseline. You want a baseline.
I think if you wake up, then you know your oxygen. Did I wake up?
That's
oxygen
how Cody
levels,
did,
okay.
That's how Cody does doctoring.
Yeah, right? Did I wake up?
Did you
then
wake
I'm
up?
Healthy.
No, you're good.
Are you breathing? The hell out of my office.
No, they say that one of the first things for COVID is your oxygen starts to dip a little bit.
No,
so
that's
I just check it.
That's true.
Like right now I'm at 75%.
Did you know? I think this is something you would like. Did you know you can add like fresh oxygen? You can put drops in your water when you're drinking.
Stop.
You can improve.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
Oxygen is in the air, Rosa. Doesn't come in drops.
It's God's oxygen. You
it's
can't,
God. You don't
you
own,
own
it.
Oxygen.
I can't own this.
It's God's air.
Listen, I'll tell you, I own it. Okay.
And isn't oxygen already in water? It's H2O.
No, I know.
Oxygen.
All right, I don't know why. You, all right.
Oh, you just drink H2O.
Pussy.
Puss.
I drink H2O.
If you ain't got 4 or 5 O's at the end.
Yeah, if you want legit water.
If you ain't jacking your O's at the end of it, I don't know what to tell you, man.
All right, calm down.
Okay.
Just another reason you ain't a deer sniper.
No, Neil. Oxygen, I pay my taxes. I got all the oxygen I want. All right? Slow it right down. Yeah, are you? How do you do that? What do you do?
It's just, okay, it's just this. It's called ASO, and it's like enhances the oxygen that you're intaking if your oxygen is low.
That's what plants crave, ASO.
Okay. I don't know why I mentioned anything. Never
Rosa,
mind.
I am not discrediting you. I clearly need to crank all the O I can into my body.
Yeah, you need a
you
lot more
me?
O.
I need a lot more
a
O.
A lot more
I'm
O.
I'm getting not O's. Enough O's.
A lot less cranking. A lot-
I need a lot less cheesesteak, a lot more O's in my diet.
Yeah.
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. SpaghettiOs don't
I'm
count.
A bowl of SpaghettiOs. Rosa, look! Look at all my O's!
I'm getting.
Look at all my O's!
I'm jacking on my O's, Rosa.
I got all the O's.
He puts the thing on his finger after to see if it goes up.
All right, hold on. I'm missing my O's.
In 1 sec.
Honey, what are you doing? I'm measuring my O's. I'm
checking my O's. Rosa says I got to jack my O's up.
Looks like it's at perfect marinara level.
Eating a bowl of Cheerios in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm doing SpaghettiOs
there you
for
go.
Lunch.
There you
okay.
Go. There you go.
And then what's an O for dinner?
What, the Di Tellini pasta in the soup? The little O's?
Little Italian wedding? Italian wedding? Honey, if you're listening, we can
donuts.
Only, oh, there we go. We can only buy donuts. O foods now. Yeah. Rosa says I got to jack my
Rosa house. Says that you got to have more O. Oh, my God.
Oh, and then Oreos for dessert. Great one.
Oh, okay.
No, it's SpaghettiOs.
Dude, I'm going to be the healthiest goddamn person
you're
ever
going to live forever.
Dude, I'm getting my H2Os.
There you go, Funyuns. You can have some Funyuns.
See, I launched a whiskey brand. Rosa's going to launch a water brand, and it's just Rosa's O's. Rosa's big O. Rosa's big O, yeah.
Don't you want to have
Trust
some of
me,
Rosa's
everyone
big
wants
o.
me to bottle that up.
Yeah.
I just right now, and this is the stupidest thing I'm ever going to say because I thought I corrected my brain before I said the words. I know that I'm thinking helium, mm-hmm. but before I said that, I thought that if I put too much O in a bottle of water, it'll float away. But I didn't say that because I know that that's not the truth.
Okay.
Helium is what is lighter than air. So that bottle would float away. What Rose is talking about, Cody, is oxygen.
Yeah.
So I stopped myself before
good,
I said that.
See, all
good,
I picked up from that is you're going to put a bottle in the in the ocean, and I'm
oh,
upset
that's
with
right.
You.
Rose's big O's couldn't be in a plastic bottle because she's anti-plastic.
No, it's going to probably be made from like cornstarch and then you eat the container after. I mean, what do you think I'm doing over here?
Well, how are the fish going to get a drink?
It's just a cornstarch container full of air.
Yeah. It's a brown paper bag full of air.
Yes.
Yeah. Just capture it.
Puff
all right.
it and then you're recycle
like,
it.
You're like, oh, I'm so thirsty. Rose, you got any water? And she hands you a goddamn bag of air.
It's just, she goes, well, actually.
What is...
What are you gathering? The air?
There you go.
What is she giving me? It's
the best business model because it's free.
It is free.
How refreshing. But I can get people to pay for it.
Yeah. She's bagging up. There you go. There's a bag of your O's right there.
Yep, it's definitely compostable and recyclable. So.
Everybody that walks away, she goes, oh, you spilled it. You're going to want to come back. Another $5, please.
Drop it in my head.
Oh, right same there. Thing. Same
you're littering.
Model.
You're littering. All right, guys. We got to come back. We got to spin the wheel. Showbro Ty is here.
All right,
he will
Ty.
Be our next recipient of tattoos. Ty is getting tattooed right now.
Yeah.
Ben is here.
Ben's out there,
Ben.
Yeah.
I got to check on Ty's stack of ham. We got to get Ben to spin the wheel. This is the worst broadcast ever. We got a guy getting a ham
don't
on him
say that.
Forever.
I'm finally back.
We're bagging up O's and tattooing ham. And here we are. Ahoy, hoy, everybody. This is the show. You are listening to K-Rock. I'm Josh. That is Cody Mack. That is lovely. Ronya. Now, lots of compliments coming in on the Twitch chat. People who are watching today's Wheel of Tattoos. Complimenting Timeless Tattoo. It is a beautiful studio. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
It is bright. We are all following COVID restrictions, and we are all spaced out and wearing our masks.
Oh, yeah.
And really, in Twitch, you're only seeing about a third of this place. I mean, there's another half of the studio on the other side of us, and then the whole lobby, art gallery out in the other room. So this is a big, big space, and we are spread all out. So, Showbro Ben, grab that microphone for me. Let me get everybody caught up, if you're just tuning in.
Yeah.
On today's Wheel of Tattoos. Showbro Thomas, a.k.a. Hambone, was our first to spin. He received the Rad Razor Scooter. Very happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had, I've already forgotten everybody's name, Michael. Showbro Michael spun for his first ever tattoo. He received Gone Fishing. Worked out perfectly.
Totally good vibes.
He's That's a fisherman.
And he literally left here to go fishing.
To go fishing. Right. Showbro Ty, he is over there getting a stack of deli ham tattooed on his leg right now, as you know the story there.
He looks very calm and peaceful.
He's
Ty, you're doing
time.
Good over there.
He's having a great time.
He's thumbs up. He's good.
And now we meet Ben. Ben, good morning,
Ben,
sir.
Honey, I think the wheels are about to fall off for you, babe. I feel like they're all nervous.
They're all nervous because it's been going so well
it's
so far.
It's been going well. Ben, keep it going.
So, Ben, do you have any other tattoos?
Yes.
So this is not a big deal?
No.
This is just silly. And you wanted to spin this wheel for a while, you said, right?
Past 2 years.
Yeah. So here we are. Now,
just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
As always, I ask, is there one? You don't got to tell me, but is there one that you really don't want?
Actually, I think he's getting it. So we're it's
the stack
our,
of ham.
Stack of ham.
The stack of ham. So maybe that's
ham sign thing. Do you just not like ham, or
no,
you can't
ham.
Relate to being drunk just, and taking a large bite out of an entire stack of deli
that,
meat? Can't relate
it.
To that.
Is there any?
Nobody really can.
Is there any that you really like?
A couple. I mean, I'll go with the laser. I'm good with that. I'm good with going with fishing. Dad's diner. I'm always cooking.
Nice. Well,
yeah. All right.
And again, Tramp Stamp is up there as well, Ben.
Oof.
Now, that's always a little difficult. But if you do get Tramp Stamp, you're allowed to pick any tattoo you want. So, Ben, whenever you're ready, my friend,
go
ahead and spin that wheel. Ben spinning the Wheel of Tattoos.
Okay.
He will find his fate. Rosa, very nervous, as she tends to be. Okay. That landed on Steak Sandwich. We didn't even talk about Steak Sandwich. How do you feel about that?
I'm good with that.
That was a sleeper pick.
It was a sleeper.
I forgot about that.
You said you're cooking all the time.
Yep.
So, okay. All right. I'm not mad at Steak Sandwich. Where are you going to get it?
I think I'm probably going to do it like left arm.
Left arm.
He said forehead. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, forehead. All right.
That's crazy. Yeah, I feel like you really went for it there.
Left side.
There you go.
Do you feel relieved? Are you upset? How do you feel?
I'm all right. One or two off from what I would have liked.
Yeah.
But
it's a steak sandwich. Everybody loves steak sandwiches,
close,
bro.
Yeah.
And now you get the answer that, I got a steak sandwich because of some stupid morning radio show that I like. So there you go.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Because why not?
He's like, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a deer sniper. Why would I get that? All right. Ben, I will let you get set up. Who's Ben's artist going to be?
All right.
Jim is taking him. Jim is here to tattoo a steak sandwich.
He's going to take good care of you.
Showbro Ty completing his stack of ham. Todd saying it looks more like bologna. I think it resembles generic deli meat. Yeah. A stack of deli meat.
They're both gross.
Ham and bologna?
Yeah. Well, either.
What?
I'm here for that. I'm on Cody's side.
You know I'm the pickiest eater in the world. I'm basically a toddler.
I only eat fresh venison from the deer sniper.
That's it. I eat
organic, fresh,
and the
local.
Apples he brings me that are okay to eat.
Hold on. So then what's your lunch meat, Rosa?
Turkey.
Turkey sandwich.
That's it.
Break down your sandwich for me. Go ahead.
Are you ready for my... You want to know my sandwich? Okay.
Is this a delicatessen order or is this at the house?
This is what I make. It's Rose's Diner, all right?
All right, go ahead.
You got to start with good bread. I like ciabatta. Okay.
Okay.
I put ciabatta in the oven with olive oil on it and toast it.
Jesus Christ. Then you've already lost me, Rosa.
Then listen to my sandwich.
All right, go ahead.
Then I make a couple slices of bacon in the oven. Okay. I like oven bacon. Okay. All right. So I got the bread in there. Then what I do is when the ciabatta comes out, I put American and Asiago cheese on there. It melts right away. Then I put my turkey. Then I put some baba ganoush, which is spicy garlic eggplant.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
And what the? Then the bacon. Then the bacon.
What the balls?
It is the best turkey sandwich.
And then what do you do with the only hour left in your day remaining?
I know. This just took 36 hours to make this stupid sandwich.
Now that lunch is over and it's dinner time, are you still hungry or is it...
Wash it down with a bag of air, and then you're good to go.
That's it.
Baba ganoush. What the hell's baba ganoush?
Yeah, what is it? What is?
You stop it.
What is baba ganoush again?
It's garlic eggplant, like
garlic
puree.
Eggplant.
It's like a spread. Like it's like instead of mayo.
Oh, it's like hummus.
I mean,
right.
Yeah, but it's a little like it's not. Yeah, it's yeah. It's
it sounds
like
good. It's
I used to work with a guy named Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush.
Yeah.
Baba Ganoush. Bob Ganoush. You know Bob Ganoush.
Mr. Bob Ganoush.
Yeah,
he was okay. He was okay.
Bob Ganoush, you got to call on line one.
He used to be one of our sales guys, Bob Ganoush. He was real good.
Bob Ganoush.
He was real good. Hey, folks, Bob Ganoush here.
I wasn't really friends with him. I had to call him Robert Ganoush.
His brother called him Bobby Ganoush, though. So
hey, old Bobby Ganoush.
Hey, Bobby Ganoush, that's your fella, huh? Barefoot Contessa Ben Riley's calling you on Twitch.
There you go.
This is the least offensive thing I think I've been called on Twitch.
Then what's
your
sandwich, Cody? Because I'll tell you mine, and it's the opposite of all that you just did. What's your sandwich?
Mine's the easiest. I mean, do we got time? Do we have a couple minutes?
I got nothing but time.
Turkey and provolone.
All right, good.
That's it.
Sometimes I want bread.
Whatever, I don't care.
Josh, don't act like you're making sandwiches. You're taking a bite out of a chunk of ham.
He's absolutely right.
Here's Josh's open wrapper.
Yeah.
That's Josh's sandwich.
That's my sandwich.
All right, I admit my sandwich takes a few minutes, but it's worth it. It's good.
Yeah,
like you know,
dry and gross.
Like, you ever look up a recipe online and you just want the goddamn recipe?
Yep.
But there's like six
paragraphs. You got to read someone's life story and then look at pictures from their last vacation. You're like, where is the recipe?
That's where Rosa's sandwich took me. I was like, I'm scrolling. I'm like, what are the goddamn ingredients?
I go
what
through the
they?
Whole backstory of like eggplant.
Yeah.
Do you want?
Yeah. I'm like, what is it?
Would you like some of Grandma's special apple pie? Well, here's the thing. When she escaped Auschwitz.
Right?
Huh?
Where are we going?
What?
Oh, my God.
I'm crying over this recipe.
Oh, jeez.
When I was just a little girl, I fell in love with, and you're like, okay.
When I escaped the war.
Then it's step one, open can of SpaghettiOs.
You ever sometimes
step
think about your favorite flour?
I do.
Just
when I think
shut
of my
up.
Favorite flour.
Shut up and give me the
now,
damn
you
recipe.
You could buy baba ganoush, or you could make it fresh in 3 hours. So
yeah,
let's
right?
go on that journey.
How
That's
do you do
the hardest thing. I'm just going to read a damn recipe.
You do that too, don't you? You make your own baba ganoush?
I could, yes, but
yes,
I...
Bob's phone.
Bob's phone.
Bob ganoush here. Bob's phone.
Mr. Ganoush, spread it on thick.
What a business card.
Bob Ganoush, spread it on thick for you.
What a business
card.
Oh,
man.
Oh, Bob Ganoush.
Ooh.
No, my sandwich. What are you looking at?
The sandwich. Someone on Twitch. I like that.
Toasted bread, ranch, honey glazed turkey. What are they?
Oh, now it's gone. And I can't scroll up.
No, mine is all the meats.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whatever meat is in the fridge,
mm-hmm.
I do all the meats. And then I do Land O'Lakes American cheese, because that's the best cheese, on some white bread.
Okay. Whoa.
What? Right.
I can see you. How big is your sandwich?
Oh,
I can see you.
I'm going to go three, four inches tall.
I can see your poor wife going to Wegmans and coming home with a bunch of lunch meats thinking that here's lunch for the next week and a half. You have a sandwich. She goes to get a sandwich mm-hmm. a day or two later, and it's basically gone. All of them.
I can't tell you how many times I have received a text at 6:30 in the morning as she goes to make the kids' lunches mm-hmm. asking, where did you put the salami? And I say, well, I ate it all. It is gone.
Well, first you ask if that's innuendo, and you just rush home immediately.
In my house, I always know the answer to that
question. Oh, Rosa. Yeah. Filthy. Where'd you hide the salami? Bob Ganoush of the Ganouches. Ty, hop on that mic for me.
Of the Ganouches.
Of the Ganouches.
Yep.
The Ganouche lineage.
I don't think you need to say that.
Bob Ganoush. You know, of the ganouches.
Yeah.
Of the ganouches? No.
Ty, you have been tattooed here at Timeless Tattoo. You have a stack of deli ham or whatever lunch meat you want to claim it to be.
I'll say ham.
Ham on your leg.
Who likes the ham?
How do you feel? Any regrets?
No regrets. Not even one letter.
No regrets, guys. No regrets at all about the ham tattoo.
That's great.
Was there one that you really wanted now that we're done?
It would either be between the Roomba or the Gone Fishing.
Why are people wanting the Roomba? Dune says she wants the Roomba, too.
I just think it's funny. I love it.
It is funny.
I think the way he designed it's funny.
Yeah.
It made it 10 times better the way he designed it.
Yeah.
It is all in the design.
Shane's killing it over there.
That is true.
He has the anarchy symbol there.
Yeah, I get it.
All right. Well, Ty, thank you.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations. We are forever united.
Yep.
Absolutely.
In ink forever. You'll always look down at your leg. You'll be an old man one day and say, why do I have ham on my leg?
But and
you
then do. I'll probably go get a slab of ham.
Damn right.
Nice. I like your attitude. Yep.
Come on, guys. Come on. We're here. Good morning. It's K-Rock. Good morning. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock. Come on. Let's be professionals here. All right, this is the show. We are live at Timeless Tattoo. We are celebrating the Wheel of Tattoos for the third year in a row. We have, well, I'll get everybody caught up here before we spin the next one. We've gone through 4 people.
You know what I noticed?
What?
That there is plenty of time for you to do it.
Nope. Yeah, right.
Is your year?
It's
Chief Engineer's year.
He's getting tattoo artist.
Chief Engineer's getting it done.
He said he would. He already has tattoos. You just can't see him.
But this is where the rubber hits the road. Because for some reason, when showgirls get tattooed, it makes me more nervous.
Oh, I'm super nervous.
Because I'm a stupid dude, and I get that like stupid dudes get stupid tattoos. I feel like that.
No, yeah. I like that I have some that are stupid.
But I feel like showgirls are like, they're delicate beings. I don't feel like they need to have stupid tattoos.
Yes.
That's why it makes me more nervous.
No, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I think just from my perspective, guys are already stupid. So,
yeah,
like,
we are.
What's a tattoo?
No, we are.
But, like,
yeah.
You know.
So coming up this hour, 2 showgirls.
Yes.
Kay Pretz.
Whew.
Showgirl Joelle.
Whew.
They'll both spin the wheel. They will both receive a tattoo that they have no control over. And I'm very uncomfortable by all of it. Oh, all right. Well, and then Chief Engineer's getting a tattoo, they said in Twitch today.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Good for
on the
you.
Neck. On the neck, Chief Engineer. So we'll get set up, we'll get ready to roll for the 8 o'clock hour, and a couple of showgirls having their lives drastically changed forever. We are at Timeless Tattoo as we are doing our third annual Wheel of Tattoos celebration. If you're new to us, what we do is we put a bunch of show-related designs on the wheel, you spin it, and you get whatever it lands on. Let's run down what we've done so far. Lovely Rose is here.
Hey.
Cody Coco Mac is also with us. We have started the show today with Hambone. Hambone got the Razor scooter that I strutted around college on for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking ass, slaying poon, as you guys know.
Well, me. Duh.
In college.
Okay.
In college.
Okay.
That was followed by Gone Fishing. We got a Gone Fishing tattoo.
That was my fave.
On Showbro Michael. Showbro Ty spun the wheel. He got the stack of deli ham that I drunkenly ate one night and left on the counter. And then Showbro Ty right now is over there getting a cheesesteak. It's actually a really cool-looking cheesesteak.
Oh,
he's getting it on the inner arm.
Fred, go see what Jim's doing over there.
It actually, the way he's placed it in a cool spot, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now here we are in the 8 o'clock hour. Now we celebrate the show, girls. So, Kristen, grab the mic there, please.
Oh, now, Kristen. Fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. So,
everything's fine. Everything's fine.
It's all been show bros up to this point, and now we have 2 show girls. We'll have Kristen and then Joelle at 8:30, and like I said last break, I don't know why, but show girls being sullied with this stupid idea affects me more than show bros.
Yes.
Right, Rosa?
Oh, yes.
And, Kristen, you keep saying it's fine, but
is it
fine?
It's fine.
Do we know where we're going to get it?
Until it's not fine.
Until it's not fine.
Until it's not fine.
Do we know where it's going to go first?
It depends on what I get.
Okay.
Probably either the arm or the ankle. I'm not sure yet.
And there's one.
I know.
Rosa, it's okay.
It'll be fine. It's fine.
And there are ones that you definitely don't want, you said.
Oh, absolutely.
And but you're not putting those in the
absolutely
universe.
Absolutely not.
Is there any that you really like?
There's a few that are tolerable, yeah.
You don't need to put that in the universe.
Nope, we're good. It's fine.
Now,
everything's fine.
As I told you guys, colors are totally workable. Kristen, you only have black and gray tattoos, right?
Yeah.
So whatever you get, you're just doing a black and gray tattoo of.
Probably.
Probably, she says.
Ooh.
Oh. Shima, what's that, Kyle?
He's got a black and gray stick.
Oh, he's doing black and gray steak sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
I like it. Okay. So, Kristen, first showgirl of this year to spin the wheel.
Oh,
whenever you are ready, to take your fate into your own hands. God damn it.
Kristen,
I'm so
do you know
nervous.
Where the exits are in case you decide to run?
I just dropped the mic and...
Yeah,
yeah, no, but you're comfortable with where the exit is. Okay.
Right. God, it's great.
Rosa, how are you
feeling?
I feel
like that's the better exit.
Rosa.
These guys are not going to be paying. Yeah. This is early for
you're
them.
Right. You're right.
They're not even going to react. You go right out that door right there.
Rosa, tell me how
just
you feel.
Just make sure you get it on video.
Like, we will. We will.
Sprinting
how
away.
Do you feel for Kristen right now about just...
No, I'm like... Like, obviously, she's very calm, but the fact that... I don't know. I'm really nervous because what I'm afraid of is I'm afraid of her being disappointed and then she feels pressured to do it and everybody's going to pressure her and I feel pressured. I don't like
Rosa this. Feels pressure.
People don't pressure me. It's fine.
Like I have said a million times, you can always go butt cheek. And then
that's
only
not
your,
happening.
Why? And then
no
only
way.
Loved ones will have to see it.
Yeah, yeah, my poor husband would die.
I always say butt cheek is the cop out. Like if you get something stupid, just butt cheek it. No one can see it. Unless you're Cody or I, who we moon each other daily, so
yes.
We would see it there. But yeah. Right.
Oh my gosh!
All right, Kristen, I'm putting all the good
are you
vibes,
ready?
All the good vibes.
Kristen,
go
are you doing a big spin or
big
are you doing
spin.
A chill spin?
No, big spin.
Yeah, full send.
Full
okay.
spin. Full send. Let me see it. Kristen is spinning the wheel. Oh my god! I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna throw up. Please be good. Please be good. Please be good.
Yeah!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh, that
we're
is
Ghostbusters
great.
For Halloween this year. So
no, come
okay.
on, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kristen.
Yes.
This is good or bad?
We're fine. That's great.
So, okay, now that we're done with this, she landed on the Ghostbuster slot machine.
You're so lucky.
Which is so
yes.
cool.
Yes.
You're so lucky.
So cool.
I'm okay with it.
Tell me the one you didn't want.
You know I didn't want a tram stamp.
Oh, my God.
I was dying. I'm like, please.
All right. Lord. So what one did you really like?
I mean, I like the Jughead one.
Oh, Jughead would have been sweet,
Jughead
black and gray.
It looks like my dog.
Oh.
So
I'm wicked happy with that, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's
I'm
a fun slot machine.
Relieved.
Oh.
I love that one. That
thank
one's
God.
Awesome.
Good. We're
so
good.
So where are we
too.
Getting it? Where are we going to put it?
Probably on the back of my arm.
Back of your arm.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters
I dig
slot
it.
Machine.
Yeah.
Any color in that one?
Yes, I will do the red in
that. Nice. That is awesome.
It's so minimal, you know?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Rosa? Talk
do you
to me?
Feel better?
I'm totally okay.
You're good.
I'm so okay. Not that I don't know why my feelings matter here, but I'm
dude,
I feel so much better now.
I don't know why showgirls are different than showbros for
it's
me.
It's so different.
And because Kristen, well, you have a lot of tattoos, right?
So yes, I do.
So it's not a big deal.
I'm talking in between a few. So
nice.
It's gonna blend in.
Nice.
It's because it's not in like a you know old way,
but
yeah, I don't care about dudes on your body, but
yes,
women.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. I'm not trying to sound sexist, but dude, who cares about a gross dude's body?
I
but
don't care.
Chicks have like chick bodies,
like chick bodies, right? Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know
what I'm talking about.
It's a temple,
so I don't want to ruin it. But
all right, Kristen,
that's good.
All right,
you can set the microphone down. She is gonna get set up here. As Kyle, very lucky. You get Kyle to do the slot machine and everything. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
We did it, guys. We did it. See, it's not that
bad. I feel so much better.
Right?
I feel better about it. I feel better about it. I'm glad that somebody got that one, too, because
yes.
I really wanted somebody to get the Ghostbuster slot machine.
Right?
It's such a good tattoo.
I don't know, Lottie. Maybe Josh will spin next week.
What?
Lottie's asking when you spin.
Get off my jock.
Probably next week, because I don't know if... Well, Shane's got time right now.
Get off my
job.
I know. Shane's just sitting right there, but I'm not.
Oh, well,
no.
You know. Well, next week. We can wrap it up with
anyways,
you doing it.
All right. We'll throw to music. We'll play some tunes. If you want to watch all the tattoos happen, Twitch cams are always on. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. We got Showbro Ty getting his black and gray cheesesteak. And then Kristen's going to flip the script a little bit, throw a little bit of red in that tattoo. She's just going to do black and gray, but I like that. My name is Josh. That is Cody Mack. This is lovely Rosa.
Ooh.
And we are live at Timeless Tattoo in Baldwinsville celebrating the 2020 Wheel of Tattoos. A little different this year as we are all following COVID rules. We're all masked up. Everybody's staying as far apart as they can. Showgirl Kristen getting set up for her tattoo of the Ghostbuster slot machine. I'm thrilled with that one.
Yeah.
And
great
it ties
one.
Into her family Halloween costume of Ghostbusters, which if you can find her on social media,
so cool.
Her daughter's, is it a Venkman? Is she Venkman?
Ray.
She's Ray, right. She's Ray. She even has a cigarette and everything. It's the coolest costume I've ever seen.
I just watched that yesterday.
It's like that is how Cody Mack would dress while he was a child. He would wear his...
I would do it now, if I could.
And then you and I have to go buy our jumpsuits for next Friday night.
Oh, wow. About that.
Ghost hunt.
Oh, boy.
So have you heard of something called Zoom Cities?
No.
Ooh.
No.
Hold on a second. Oh, Ty got the cheesesteak.
Oh.
Oh.
Ty, that looks good.
Dude, I like that. Let me take a photo of that real quick. Yo, that's really, really cool.
That's good.
I actually like it in the...
Black and gray was a good choice for that, man.
Yeah, it looks good. It's a good tab.
Get nice.
Step on myself.
Look at that. Nice. Sherbro Ty.
Boop. Nice, Ty.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming down,
looks
being
good.
A part of this.
Excellent work by Jim, as usual.
That is the best. What's that?
Oh,
yeah,
that's Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
Damn. I've got so many names. Ben. Shubro Ben.
What is wrong
Bubba
with us? I think we did that twice.
Couple
I think
times.
I did. Next year, I'm going to print out the names.
Sure you will.
No, that would be way too professional and organized.
Thank
Please
you, Ben.
Don't.
Shubro Ben. Ben.
Ben, we're going to tattoo Ben on our body.
So Zoom cities.
Remind ourselves.
There we go.
Have been sprouting up in the West.
Zoom cities.
So Zoom cities are people who don't need to go to work anymore. They can just work remotely.
Okay.
So people are leaving the cities.
Sure.
And they're starting.
Makes sense.
Just big suburbs are popping
it's
up all over the
here.
Country.
It's
Is
happening
it really?
Here in central New York.
Why? What did you see?
We've had some of the biggest influx of downstaters moving here because they don't have to go to an office anymore and they're working remotely and they come up here.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. No, they're seeing a 60% increase all throughout the country because of exactly that. Did your office go to a lot of remote?
Yeah, we're totally remote.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's all this office space going to go? Like, are we just going to have empty buildings everywhere now?
Yeah,
I don't know. I think, like, we will come back. Like, we will recreate the office environment. Absolutely. I think it'll just be modernized.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll be more like how they do a lot in New York City. They do like hoteling. Like you get a space, but you have to reserve it. It's not your space. It's not your desk with like
shared
a picture of your kid on
right?
it.
Yeah,
right?
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's cool. Is that good for us up here? Like all these people building houses?
It's probably not a bad thing, other than it did drive prices up.
That's what I was going to say. I think it would drive all the prices up because they're all coming up here with their influx of money and they're like, I can pay. You know what I mean? They're not going to be like, yeah, but I'm going to offer you much less for this upstate.
Well, I know that like people trying to find houses this past summer, it's been a hell.
Yeah.
Because like you're bidding wars and it's like you said, people downstate are used to like, what is that? $500,000 for a one bedroom? Yeah, I'll pay that for a house.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's no big deal
right?
to them.
Yeah, they're not going
to
try to, you know.
And you know, honestly, if they're probably making the same income because they're. You know what I mean? It's not
so they're
right. They're based out of that.
CNY prices with a New York City salary.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how people do it, Rosa. I know that you're big into working from home and doing the homeschool stuff.
Yeah.
I got to leave my house. Cody and I like to leave.
We
like to go places.
Yeah. I mean, I obviously prefer that, but I feel like based on the situation, I got to do what I got to do.
No, totally. Right. But. I feel like if I'm home, I can't really focus to get stuff done.
It is harder, but you do have to kind of set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have the, I mean, there's people, you know, that we don't like or we get annoyed sometimes, but we don't have the same, like, oh, I don't want to go to work. I hate, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we don't interact with people.
Or someone's bothering us all the time. Like, someone's literally emailing, texting, calling, or whatever, and Rosa.
Every minute
from
of the day.
The second that there's a time on the clock.
The second we're done talking here, she has to go do a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in this segment right here.
Yes, unfortunately.
Cody and I would love to, like, if it ever became, like, you know, lockdown again or whatever, we could always just quarantine
together.
Yeah, I would just go to his house.
We would just cuddle up. We'd be cuddle bros.
Yep.
Dude's my brother is a real estate agent. This is off Twitch. An IT guy for a real estate based business. And we have witnessed total increase in the amount of work we've been doing since COVID slowed down. Oh, I'd imagine IT jobs are crazy now, too, because everyone's trying to work from home.
Yep.
Trying to
buy laptops is close to impossible right now.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Being an IT guy, everybody is setting up.
Everybody's doing something.
A station in their house.
Yeah, Meg, I've been doing it since March. It's hard to separate work from family life. We have kids, so a toddler doesn't get that I'm working. No, they definitely don't.
Nope, they don't.
They definitely
biggest
don't.
Narcissist ever is a toddler.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing? Providing for me for my entire life?
Wait, what is this?
No.
Nope.
How about you come over here and wipe my butt
it's
real quick?
It's not convenient. I want to watch Umi Zumi.
Yeah. Put on Umi Zumi. What is Rocco's show? Does he have a show?
Right now he's really into this guy. I think his name is... Coyote Peterson.
Oh, Coyote Peterson with the spiders.
Yeah.
The stabby guy?
Like, he goes out and captures all these animals to like study them and stuff. He's so obsessed with it.
Interesting.
He's not going to start getting stung by like wasps and stuff,
yeah,
is he?
Yeah.
Because that's what Coyote Peterson does.
Yeah, I know. So Rocco's latest thing was like he like let the crayfish pinch him and he wanted to see like, oh, see, he has a bigger pincher. Let's see how bad it hurts here versus there. I'm like, oh, God, it's going downhill. Well,
it's going downhill fast. Yeah.
Welcome to having a boy.
Yep.
We want to see, hey, I know that hurts. I wonder how much.
Yeah, but how much hurts. Does that hurt real quick?
Yeah, how much?
Yeah, but that thing, but how much is it going to hurt me? Ben!
Hey, thank see you, Ben. Ben! Ben!
Ben! Ben!
Later, Ben.
See you, Ben.
Ben! Ben!
Ben.
Thanks,
His
Ben.
His name's Ben, yes.
Bye, hon.
There we go, Ben.
Guys, that's
it
Ben.
It looks good.
There goes
Did you guys know
Ben.
That's Ben?
All right, Ben.
That's Ben leaving right now.
I've always
Bob Ganoush is up next.
Bob Ganoush coming up to spin the wheel next. All right, we got to let Rosa go. She's got to go to work. We are live at Timeless Tattoo. You can watch on Twitch as Kristen is up in the seat right now. Showgirl Joelle is up in just a few minutes to spin the wheel for our final spin of the morning. Lovely Rosa not with us. She had to go back to work.
Rosa.
But I do have my Coco.
Can we take my top off for you?
If you could, yeah. Actually, if you could put it back on, that'd be actually beneficial. We are at Timeless Tattoo, our 2020 edition of the Wheel of Tattoos. We have knocked five out, and we are down to our final recipient of the morning. Joelle, go ahead and grab that microphone. Talk nice and loud into it for me. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are known as Other Joelle in our Twitch chat, because we have two Joelles. I don't think I've ever known one Joelle, but now we know two.
Yeah.
Now we know two. Yeah. And this is not your first tattoo, right?
No.
How many do you have?
A few.
A few.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, good, good. And I always feel a little better when it's not the only one.
Yeah. So this is going to be added to your collection. Mm-hmm. And what made you decide to spin this stupid wheel this year?
Just to be spontaneous.
Yes, I like the attitude.
That's a good idea. I like that. I don't
now,
hate that.
As I ask, you don't got to tell me which one, but is there one that you do not want at all?
I haven't even seen him. So
you haven't even seen him?
Mm-mm.
What? Joelle.
I don't. It doesn't matter.
You don't want to know. You just want to do it. All right. Okay.
That's a good approach.
That's a good approach because then you can't overthink it, right?
Right.
You can't be like, what am I going to get?
You can't be anxious about it. All right.
Then I won't ruin it for you, Joelle. I'm going to have you go ahead and spin that wheel. Give it a nice big spin. Joelle spinning the Wheel of Tattoos. Our final one for today. She hasn't even seen the tattoos. She will get whatever it lands. Oh my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Now, Joelle, can I talk to you, please? You got the shark vacuum with the Freddy poop. Now, people were afraid of this. Joelle, do you want to talk to me about this?
It is what it is.
It is what it is, she says, Cody. Now,
I'm more upset. My arms are numb. I'm very cold all of a sudden.
I don't feel good. I feel terrible doing this.
I'm sorry.
You can run, Joelle. You can run. You can run for...
If I could throw Josh under the bus, I tried to not have this on here. There was other ones that I tried to... No, don't get poop on the money, but...
Oh, my God, Cody, what have we done? We can't do this to somebody. We can't physically do this to somebody.
Don't look at me. My dog's dead.
What if...
I didn't poop on the ground.
Oh, man. I feel so terrible right now.
At least she's okay with it. It was
is
like,
she, though?
It was. It is what it is. She can hide it. You can hide it. Where are you going to put it?
Probably up here.
There you go. That
on
way
your
it's,
thigh.
It's hidden.
Oh, okay.
Huh. We're sorry.
All right. I'm not going to... Okay. This has really affected me in a deeper way than I was ready to be affected.
Yeah.
Cody, I'm not
going
to lie.
What's worse, going home and opening that door and seeing that or
this,
seeing this?
Right now, because I can at least clean up the poop. This is forever on Joelle.
Yeah. You ruined her.
I can't thank you enough, Joelle. I'm sorry. I really am. All right. Let's go ahead and put the microphone down.
Yeah.
Get set up.
Here we go.
Who's doing it? Are you doing it, Jim? Shane's going to do it. All right, Shane, be gentle, please. Please be careful with... Lovely Joelle. Cody, what have you done? What did you do?
I didn't do it.
What did you do?
I tried. It was my one veto.
It was my one veto. Everyone in Twitch is freaking out that Joelle, and she's so chill about
fact
that
she
landed on the shark with the,
yeah,
with
she's
the Freddy
bunch.
Poop.
She's
got a bunch of tattoos.
So
they're all
cool.
Trying to say, hey, you should change the poop color to red so it looks like blood. But then there's bloody poop. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, then you just, my vacuum...
Run
over a pile of blood? That'd be weirder to have to explain.
I don't know. It's up to the artist. It's up to whatever Shane and Joelle decide. They can work together on this, Cody. Oh, we've made a terrible mistake. Oh,
yeah, that's,
God. The other Joelle is saying she would not be as chill as this Joelle is right now.
Right.
If she had landed.
Not so much.
On Freddy Vacuum.
Right, just weeping.
Oh, man. Anyways, Cody, let's recap this morning. Let's recap where we've been, the adventures we've had, the experiences. We have given out what would be now 6 tattoos.
Yeah.
Here at Timeless Tattoo. And none of them have affected me like this one is affecting me. I'm thankful that Joelle is as chill as she is. I'm thankful that she's not crying.
Yeah.
Because I am such a people pleaser. I don't like people who are upset or sad. I would just say, oh, just put it on me. Just tattoo me, please. If she was freaking out. Don't. Look at me. I'm not. No.
Is that an option?
No. No.
Is it?
Is it? What? It's not an option. No.
Right now, we could have her spin again and get something else, and you can get that for her. If you want to bite the bullet and get shark tattooed poop on you.
No, I don't want it.
You sure?
I don't want it.
Okay.
I was
giving you the one opportunity. I tried, guys. I tried to see if I can get him.
All
of a sudden, you know, you don't feel too bad about that, now do we?
You know, I did feel really bad, but then when you threw that at me,
I tossed that curveball your way.
Yeah, now that I thought about it, though.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
Just being like,
I'll do it.
I'll just do it.
I'm doing it. Just don't be mad at me.
Oh, man. You know, we haven't talked any sports at all this morning. Did the baseball play yesterday?
I don't know. Probably. They played for like years.
You didn't watch any of it?
No, I saw it on Twitter because the Dodgers did a weird thing where they pulled a guy after like an inning and a half. I think the Dodgers lost.
Oh, no.
I think Tampa gave him the business.
Oh, no.
Let's see. We'll find out together.
6-4.
Oh, they came back a little bit. All right. That series is tied up, so they can play another long, boring baseball game tomorrow.
This is what you have now, Cody.
Oh, no, that's today. Okay, that's today. Okay, never mind. I was going to say.
What?
So we can either have the World Series tomorrow, the presidential debate, or Giants-Eagles.
No, the debate's...
That's today's Thursday.
That's
all tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what day it is anymore.
I'm going to read a book later.
Of all of the options tonight, presidential debate, well, they got to turn the mics are going to be automatically muted, which is going to be awesome because no one's going to let that go.
Nope, they're just going to yell.
They're just going to be a couple of old guys off mic screaming at each other.
Yep.
And then your other option is a bad football game?
Yep.
Okay.
Of two teams that I hate almost more than any other teams.
Or this right here.
Yeah.
World Series game.
Yeah, this. Well, that's tomorrow, though.
Oh, okay.
So it's Friday. So.
All right, good.
I'll be all right. Oh, boy.
How is that debate going to go tonight?
Terrible.
For real.
Terribly. I can't. I'm not watching it.
Oh, but you got to.
Nope. I refuse this time. I know I said it last time and then I ended up watching it, but it messed with me. I woke up with super anxiety. I had acid reflux from an hour after it was over from being so agitated with it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't watch two out-of-touch old guys
just screaming at each other.
Argue over top of each other.
Oh,
like I've said
it
over and over and over for years, if either one of them wanted to go ahead and, you know, tell me some of their, ideas or beliefs or, you know, and not religious beliefs, but, you know, what I'm going to do. But no, that's not what I'm going to do.
Text
just
line.
Scream at each other.
Text line talking about going back to the shark vacuum. Just put a smiley face on the vacuum. Then it'll be like a happy poop vacuum.
There you go.
Aw, you can't be mad at a happy poop vacuum.
You're fine.
315-364-109 KROQ text line powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel in Frankfort. You know them. You love them. Immaculate facilities, dedicated parking. For all of your truck driving needs, they've got showers, they've got Utica coffee, they're great. Adirondack Food and Fuel, .com, Adirondack Food and Fuel in Frankfort. If they need a website.
I was saying, they might have a website, their Facebook page is up.
We could
have a Facebook page.
Yeah. Cody Mack, so there we are. That's what we're at. I'm going to throw to spots here, Griff. We'll throw to spots, and then we'll come back as Joelle is getting set up to be our final tattoo for the day.
Yeah.
At the Wheel of Tattoos.
Yep.
Shark Vacuum.
Here we go.
With the poops. We are live from Timeless Tattoo in Baldwinsville, wrapping up our tattoos. And I think that Joelle has made the decision to make the Roomba a killer Roomba. So instead of poop streaks, it's going to be blood.
That's fine.
And I think
We know what it is. That's perfectly fine.
But she'll have a cooler tattoo.
Yes.
By making it a killer shark vacuum, robot shark vacuum. I don't know what you're trying to do to my Shipwreck Golf Amusement Center down there in Cortlandville. But some guy broke in two nights ago. Actually, Last Thursday. All right, so last Thursday at 8:30 p.m. They don't know what he was trying to steal.
Someone was pillaging the shipwreck.
Oh, don't do that.
So you're getting
don't do that.
Like a pirate?
It's my favorite mini golf course.
Yeah.
That's the, this isn't even a paid endorsement.
No.
I don't know anybody at Shipwrecked, but it's so fun.
I don't think I've been to that one.
Oh, they got the world's longest puppet hole.
Oh, really?
Second to your mom. No, it's it goes all the way around like the outside perimeter.
That's neat.
It's really fun.
The guy did no damage.
He broke a bunch of door handles. They're looking for the guy. According to state police, he broke several door handles while attempting to get in on Thursday the 15th at approximately 8:30 p.m. His photo is on all the news sites. Just go to the news sites. White dude with a bandana over his face, hat, hooded sweatshirt, pants, work boots, and work gloves. That's everybody.
So he's from North Syracuse.
Oh, is he really? That's everybody. Oh, he had a mask on?
Oh, he had a hat. Oh, and a jacket and pants. Oh, did he have shoes?
They do that thing there at Shipwrecked. I told you about this, right? I think it's called the kamikaze, where they take every slushy flavor and put it in the same cup.
Oh, your son got it, didn't he?
Yeah, we used to do it back. Remember, like, back at the ground round of the Ponderosa, you'd get one of each and you mix them all up.
And it would be terrible.
It would be terrible.
It would taste awful. You'd ruin your soda, but you'd have to be like, no, this is really good, because you didn't want your mom to yell at you.
Cody Arthur, what did you do? It's really good, Mom, I promise.
It's delicious. I love the way orange soda tastes with ginger ale.
It's really, really good. No, this is the guy who they're looking for down there. I like that place. I think they have a paintball area where you shoot paintballs. They got an indoor mini golf.
Did you get drunk and head on down there?
Let me just get a little.
Where are you hiding your putt-putters, guys?
Ben Riley got a 12 on the longest hole at Shipwreck. Nice.
A 12? That seems 11 more than I would need.
Dude, it's the whole course. Oh, you could do a hole in one?
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
I'm a man.
I didn't know you were that great. All right.
I have man genitalia.
I have large, girthy man genitals. I could get a hold of one of that.
Damn right.
We are going to get the 90s at 9 kicked off with some Power Man 5000 as we finish up here at Timeless Tattoo in Baldwinsville back next Thursday for another Timeless Tattoo. That's it for us, Coco. What a morning it has been here at Timeless Tattoo in Baldwinsville. Thank you, of course, Chief Engineer. Thank you, Griff, back in the studio.
Yeah, that was fun.
Thank you to all the show bros and showgirls who came out and spun the wheel today.
And the shark looks cool.
Yeah. Showgirl Joelle got the shark vacuum that Freddie drove through with the poop.
Yep.
And they did it. They gave it a little angle, so it was kind of like a killer shark vacuum with more like a blood color instead of poop. And I like that.
Because, you know, we got the tattoo. You can pick the color.
Yeah, you go nuts.
Yeah.
Go do you. Because
we know
that it's poop. But, you know it looks. Well, yeah, right.
Right? Yeah.
So we'll do it one more time next week, next Thursday. Yep. Rose will be back here. We'll be at Timeless. We've got 6 more participants.
7.
Kind of doing it different this year, but I like it. I like being here at Timeless. It's way easier. We can crank through them a lot faster.
Yeah, that's cool.
Every half an hour, someone's spinning the wheel. It's fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I can't wait to see what you get next week, man.
Oh, you son of a...
It's going to be fun. It's going to be crazy.
All right, guys. We will hand it over. I don't even have anything queued up for this guy.
Wait. Hold on.
Hold on. Wheel, tattoos.
Oh, you want something permanent that's going to hurt. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, you want somebody who's going to sprain your back when he starts thrusting into you. Oh, boy.
Disinfect the area that he's about to put down.
This next fella, he is going to bury his needle deep right in you next. Keep it locked. Griffin is up. Be excellent to each other.